In Michigan, they probably think they took a pill that's causing them to have smiles on all of their faces. An unusual set of fabulously positive headlines for the state of Michigan. In Detroit, it's a huge night. The NCAA finals are pairing the North Carolina Tar Heels with the Michigan State Spartans. And how much of a dream is this? Well, listen to Michigan State Spartans coach Tom Izzo.
I just kind of looked up and said, this can't be happening, you know. Not because we're going back to another Final Four. I mean, that's big enough. But to have it in your home state was something that you just dream about.
Well, the dream for the Spartans and all the Spartan fans there in Detroit has come true. But, you know, I detected a little less enthusiasm from the CBS announcers who were calling the game over the weekend.
So this can be an effective lineup with for UConn.
Price finds another seam. Robinson! Man open up ahead. Summers going to go ahead and take it in, and he's fouled, and the basket counts! Michigan State advances.
Yeah. Detroit is in all of our faces tonight. Tim Alberta joins us, Wall Street Journal reporter. He's a Spartans fan and is talking about the significance of these Final Four games in Detroit, in a city which hasn't had any good headlines in at least 5 years. He joins us from Washington. Tim, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John. Good morning.
I mean, this is a dream come true for Michiganders and also Spartan fans. How much is this worth to the city of Detroit?
Well, you can't even put a dollar value on it, I don't think. It certainly is an incredible time right now for Detroit, kind of this Charles Dickens, you know, best of times, worst of times, except it's a tale of one city, you know, and really a tale of one state. You know, nobody really needs to talk too much about all the heartache in the state of Michigan right now with jobs lost across almost every industry, but this is certainly kind of a unifying moment for the state. You know, it's a special time when you have University of Michigan fans out in Ann Arbor even pulling for the Spartans. From what I hear from my friends down in Detroit, there was quite a few of the maize and blue down there that were even cheering for the team down the road, their arch rival Michigan State. So just based on that alone, you know, it's got to be a pretty special time down there.
Now, Oldsmobile rolled up its factory in East Lansing, in Lansing, where the Michigan State campus is. You know, even Lansing is participating in this economic, you know, sort of unifying moment. Is it really worth anything to the state, or, you know, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, it's back to, you know, the depressing business as usual?
Well, you know, you hear a lot of naysayers who want to kind of look at the glass half empty here and say, well, it's just one weekend, and even if it pumps, you know, 40 or 50 million into the economy, you know, the day after they leave, we'll be right back to losing more jobs and, you know, unemployment creeping higher and higher every day. But, you know, I think that's a really cynical way to look at it. As far as I'm concerned, one weekend is better than nothing. And when you talk to the people down in Detroit and the people around Michigan, you talk to the hospitality people who have opened up big fancy hotels in Detroit and who have not been getting the business that they were expecting, you know, one weekend can be huge. And as far as they're concerned, who knows? You know, maybe this could be the spark they've been looking for. Maybe this could be, you know, the beginning of kind of, you know, a lot of these guys in all the industries down there have struggled through the first quarter, and so they kind of look towards the spring and summer as a time to rebound. So I think that this could definitely be a jump start in some ways. Now, you know, we can't kid ourselves and say that one weekend of economic prosperity for Detroit is a cure-all for, you know, the many, many problems that it's facing. But it's a start, and it certainly is a welcome distraction for a town and a state that has had, like you said, just a steady drip of bad news over the last year.
Well, it's a heck of a lot better than all those Jeff Daniels commercials on the business networks. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, the magic could be back, sure. And literally Magic Johnson is going to be there throwing out the game ball at the game tonight. You know, the other narrative that's really interesting here that, you know, people outside of Michigan probably don't know is that, you know, if you look at Tom Izzo, okay, this is the Upper Peninsula coming down to save the LP, mm-hmm. The Lower Peninsula. Explain.
That's right. Yeah, he is an Iron Mountain, Michigan native. He and Steve Mariucci, who is the former coach of the Detroit Lions, and Steve Mariucci was also supposed to be the savior of the Lower Peninsula, but that did not work out quite so well for him. But no, Tom Izzo has done a fantastic job. He is a Michigan man through and through. Without question, one of the best coaches in collegiate sports, runs a squeaky clean program, gets phenomenal recruiting classes every year, and he's been tempted many times by the NBA and surely by other big-time college programs to leave, but I think this is his 14th year now at Michigan State. He is the dean of Big Ten coaches, and he is about as loved a public figure as there is in the state of Michigan.
So,
and when you're going up against people like Governor Granholm and Kwame Kilpatrick, that's saying quite a bit.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I mean, the idea that the UP would save the Lower Peninsula as someone who went to high school in western Michigan, that's of significance to me. Now, you know, finally here, do you have a prediction, and do you and your colleague Stefan Fatsis disagree over how this is going to turn out? Can you share that?
Well, to be honest with you, I actually, about 3 or 4 weeks ago when all this started, I had penciled in Michigan State and UNC into into the championship in my bracket, and I had picked UNC. They are a pretty phenomenal squad. They have so much NBA-ready talent on there, but it's hard to look at Michigan State and the way they've been playing recently and not think that they are a team of destiny in some way. Obviously, a lot of people know that these two teams played in early December on this same court at Ford Field, and a lot of people looked at that as a possible finals preview, but UNC won that game by 30 points, and a lot of people came away kind of unsure about Michigan State's ability. But this is a totally different team, totally different game, totally different atmosphere, and I would not be surprised whatsoever if Michigan State was able to come in and pull the upset. And actually, I'm kind of expecting it. I think this could be a magical night for for the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan.
And he called it 4 weeks ago. Tim Alberta, you must be a fabulously wealthy person if you won the bracket there. Tim Alberta, Wall Street Journal reporter, following the Michigan State Spartans as they go up against the North Carolina Tar Heels tonight in Detroit. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John.